in the state of Mississippi. Papa was a copper and a mama was a hippie. In Alabama, she was swinging a hammer. Price you gotta pay when you break the panorama. She never knew that there was anything more than gold. What in the world does your company take me for? Black bandana, sweet Louisiana. Robbing on a bank in the state of Indiana. She's a runner, rebel and a stunner. On the merry way saying, baby, what you gonna? Looking down the barrel of a hot metal 45. Just another way to survive.
Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Danny California by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and that is one of the band's most famous songs, but one of my fondest memories of that is as a kid I loved the music video. And if you haven't seen it, it's basically the band takes a trip through music history. They start with Elvis, go through the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Cream, and then kind of into the grungier, I guess, 80s, 90s stuff. They give an ode to the Sex Pistols, to Motley Crue, and they also do an ode to Nirvana, the famous MTV Unplugged performance, and finally becoming themselves again at the end of the video, which would have been, so I think they released it in 2006 with on Stadium Arcadium. So I mean, I guess as a kid discovering all that music on its own, it was kind of cool to see them give an ode to all that stuff. So I watched it on repeat, you know, a million times as a kid. So, and I love the song too. So I hope you enjoyed that one. But yeah, so it's a, I suppose a bittersweet day in New England. If you're a fan of the Patriots, it's, you know, tough to see our beloved Tom Brady and Gronk win a Super Bowl in a different uniform. But at least from my perspective, I'm very grateful for the great years that we had. I mean, I grew up with only Tom Brady, only winning seasons and six Super Bowls. So can't be upset about anything at this point. And you know, I was pulling for the Bucks all night, and it's just incredible to see Brady win his seventh Super Bowl, and it's, you know, something that no one's ever seen in sports to this degree. You know, maybe Michael Jordan, but it's impressive, and he's one of my sports heroes, and I've looked up to him since I was a kid, so it's pretty cool, and I had a lot of fun watching it last night. But again, you know, tough to see him in a different uniform. But yeah, so you know, I hope you all enjoyed Super Bowl weekend, and I'm looking forward to a good week coming up. And so yeah, we'll get right back into the music. Up next is a J. Geils Band classic. This is Centerfold. So I actually was reminded of this because I was watching an old Family Guy episode on Hulu, and they played the song. So it's a very, very classic song. So yeah, here's Centerfold by the J. Geils Band.
Nah. Success. That's it.
Okay, to me.
That was kind of dope.
Yep. Hey, Mom, there's something in the back room. Hope it's not the creatures from above. You used to read me stories as if my dreams were boring. We all know conspiracies are dumb. What if people knew that these were real? I leave my closet door open all night. I know the CIA would say, what you hear is all hearsay. Wish someone would tell me what was right. Yes, you know me. Been best friends and will be till we die. I got an injection, a fear from the abduction. My best friend thinks I'm just telling lies. All right.
She can't.
kiss me after class, and she put up with my friends. I acted like an ass. I ditched my lecture to watch the girls play soccer. Is my picture still hanging in her locker? I haven't been this scared in a long time, and I'm so unprepared. So here's your Valentine bouquet of clumsy words, a simple melody. You're so beautiful. I haven't been this scared in a long time, and I'm so unprepared. So here's your back. It was a Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abuse my TV shows. What the hell is ADD? My friends say I should act my age. What's my age again? What's my age again? Drive home, I called her mom from a payphone. I said I was the cops and your husband's in jail. The state looks down on sodomy, and that's about the time that bitch hung up on me. Nobody likes you when you're 23, and I still more abuse my bank phone calls. What the hell is call ID? My friends say I should have my age. What's my age again? What's my age again?
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the studio once again. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Again, you heard the J. Geils Band classic Centerfold first, and next you heard Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. And I guess he was featured recently because he was in a Super Bowl ad last night. I suppose it was slightly controversial. I read a couple articles. There's criticism about the topic, and obviously, naturally, there's some criticism about being a sellout, and the same thing happened to Bob Dylan when he released his Super Bowl ad a few years ago. But I thought it was fine. I'm not going to say too much in terms of my opinion about it. But, you know, I think it's worth noting that, he was featured during the Super Bowl last night. And that's a classic Springsteen song and one of my favorites of his, for sure. Next was Woman by John Lennon, which is a beautiful song. And I haven't really explored his solo career too deeply until kind of recently. I've known that one for a long time. It's quite famous, but it's been fun to kind of dive deeper into his music because obviously he's one of my idols and one of the greatest musicians of all time and greatest songwriters of all time. But yeah, so next was Novo Moore's Decimal. This one kind of, you know, was brought to me by Scott, my friend Scott, because one of his close friends asked us to do a cover of it. So if you follow my music Instagram, Ramen Noodling, that should be out soon-ish. It's kind of hard to find time to do it with classes and getting back to school and all that stuff, but I'm hoping to get that out, you know, within the next few weeks. So that'll be exciting. It's a really great song and has been fun to record so far. Next was Bluebird by Corey Wong featuring Eddie Barbash. So that was originally released last summer with Chris Thiele as the kind of duet there. And I've mentioned him countless times. He's one of the best musicians I've ever heard and best mandolin players on planet Earth. But that was a really cool, you know, acoustic guitar, mandolin, but kind of funk, you know, funk song. So that was pretty unique. And then it was re-released just a few weeks ago because Corey Wong started a show called Corey and the Wong Tones. I admittedly haven't watched it yet, but I've seen a lot of clips of it on his Instagram, and it looks pretty cool. I think it's on YouTube, and he has his full band and has musical guests, and they play some songs and do some interviews, so it's pretty cool. And he's really been making the most of quarantine for the past year. I read somewhere that in the past 13 months he's released 12 albums, which is insane. I don't think I could ever even dream of that. You know, producing and writing that much music in 1 year. But I thank him for it because it's all incredible. And it's kept me entertained through this craziness. So yeah, that's a really cool song. And next was a little trio from one of my favorite albums of all time, which is Enema of the State by Blink-182. I played a few songs from it, but I guess I don't talk about it a whole lot because it's, I guess, a little different, a little, you know, a little punkier than what I usually play and listen to, but nonetheless, I think that album's kind of a masterpiece, and the way the songs kind of lead one into another is really cool and makes it so fun to listen to the whole album all the way through. So this is a great example, and these three songs really kind of lead into each other in an awesome way. So I wanted to, you know, keep them grouped and play all of them. So it was Aliens Exist, into Going Away to College, into What's My Age Again. And actually, Aliens Exist, I used to listen to alone, not in that kind of trio, but as I was a pretty little kid and I had my little iPod Nano that I would carry around everywhere. And I guess it had a little duality mindset towards it because it freaked me out that there were aliens and monsters in my closet. But I guess it was also comforting because I enjoyed the song and at least someone was writing a song about it, I guess. So it was kind of funny in that way. The way my young brain approached it, but I listen to it all the time, and I love that song. And then I kind of eventually discovered the album later on. So I hope you enjoyed that little trio from Blink-182. So yeah, we'll get right back into the music. Up next is a version of Loser. It's one of my favorite Grateful Dead songs of all of them. I've played two other versions, I think, in the show in the past, one from Cornell and one from, I want to say, Nebraska. It's like a kind of a random Dick's Picks show that I think I just Googled Loser on iTunes back in middle school, and that's the first one that came up back then. And I downloaded it, and that's my favorite version. I almost only listened to that one. But I wanted to explore some of the Europe 72 versions of that song, so I went through the shows and found this one and liked it a lot, so figured I'd throw it in. So this is Loser from Hamburg, Germany, from April 29th of 1972. Thank you.
size of ebony. And drinking that wine.
I can tell the queen of diamonds by the way she shines.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. Again, you heard Loser from Hamburg, Germany, from April 29th of 1972. Again, I've played a ton of songs from that tour. It's very famous, and the most famous one is the kind of compilation album, which has the guy with the ice cream splattered all over his forehead, but they released a lot of the individual shows later on, and I think all the ones they've released are on Spotify. So this is from that Hamburg show, and I really enjoyed that version of Loser. Next was It Ain't Me, Babe, and that's by Bob Dylan from his Rolling Thunder Review Tour from 1975. And this version is from the Harvard Square Theater in Cambridge, Mass. So very close by to Tufts. So it's always cool to listen to shows from Boston. And this is a very famous live album by Bob Dylan. So I really, his switch to electric was controversial to many, but I guess as someone that didn't live through it, I like listening back and hearing the electric kind of more full band versions of some of his famous folkier songs. And this is no exception. I think this is a really cool version of It Ain't Me, Babe. And then the last was It Might Be Time by Tame Impala. That's from their newest album called The Slow Rush. I really like that song. It's kind of has that cool little piano intro and then gets a little more electronic as it goes on. But I think it's a great song by Tame Impala. But yeah, that's about all the time that we have tonight. But I'm super excited to start this last semester. I'm excited to have the same time slot so that no one gets too confused. So happy to have some consistency there. It'll be a fun time. Continuing the show. It does look like it will be remote from here on out, which is a bummer. I guess it in effect is the same on the listening end, but on my end, I really like being in person. But it's the way it is, and this works just fine. So we'll keep going and keep sharing some tunes and having fun. So if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to tune back in next Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy, have a great week. And to close it out, here is Oh Darling from Abbey Road by the Beatles.